The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, it's time for a show that is the first of its kind. A show that's informative. A show that pulls the curtain back on what is really going on in the streets and in the classroom. A show that is necessary. Brought to you by Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. It's time for Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. And now your host, the Executive Director and CEO of Lead, Nick DeMauro.
Everybody, welcome here. It's Saturday, March 4th, 2023. We're live here, the great state of New York City, but I'm broadcasting personally from the great state of New Jersey. And we have a great show for today, Battling Drugs and Violence. I'd be remiss if I didn't. Today would have been my mother's 94th birthday. But it's my buddy Mike Mercer's birthday, and I just got off the phone with him a while back. So it's always good to have remembrance. And, you know, considering it's my mother's birthday and it's the start of Women's History Month is very important for our society. And I'm very proud we have two extraordinary women guests today on the show. And I'll introduce you to them in a few minutes. But LEAD is a busy month for LEAD. We have a lot of exciting stuff going on. Our conference is March 19th, 20th, and 21st in Atlantic City. And our first guest this morning is going to be a presenter at our conference. And we have some outstanding initiatives going on at our conference. We have a keynote from Safer Schools Together dealing with digital threat assessments. We have the tall cop, Jermaine Galloway, talking about drug trends. Jermaine is a nationally recognized speaker. We have our advanced and recertification program through a grant from Senator Robert Menendez, who is going to try in every way, shape or form to get to the conference, and we're looking forward to seeing the senator there. We have our largest attendance of the conference in the history of the organization, so we're excited about that. So we got a lot of exciting initiatives going on. Last night we had an event with Colliers Engineering, one of our major sponsors. They donated the proceeds of a casino night to LEAD, which is really exciting. It was in Franklin Township, New Jersey, which is actually the home of our first guest today. We have with us the director, Quavella Mayweather, from the Franklin Township Police Department. We're going to have her on in a few minutes. And also, today's show, we have Beth Jones, our new state program administrator in Florida. We got a lot of exciting stuff going on in Florida. And on a a note that's very important, March 6th, Monday, is a Black Balloon Day. And Black Balloon is when individuals and people from throughout the United States launch black balloons in honor of someone who has overdosed from drugs. And we need to recognize that they are still a part of our lives, and we have to recognize and try to stop drug abuse and addiction in our society. So it's one of the things we're doing here, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy. And we have someone possibly calling in today to talk about the Black Balloon Day. So we're going to start the show right here with Quavella Mayweather, who is the director of police for Franklin Township. Thank you very much, director, for joining us today.
Good morning. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. We are great supporters of LEAD and Officer Dawn Flanders. Listen, she is one of our best LEAD instructors, and we are going to be so devastated when she retires this year. So I think that's what prompted me to even get more involved with LEAD, because I'm trying to figure out how are we going to do that.
Yeah, she is a rock star. Embellish on Dawn. I never realized she was going for her doctorate. And we're really excited about her future with us. Unfortunately, your loss is going to be our gain a little bit. But we appreciate everything you are doing. We appreciate the Franklin Township Police Department. We're growing rapidly in Somerset County, which is very important for LEAD. And one of the reasons why, Director, we have been growing is because we serve. That's one of the things that our staff, I said to them last night, we had 20 staff members at this event. And I said, you know, we work hard. We have to play hard too, you know, so we have to work hard, and we have to give back, and we have to, you know, really serve the people that are around us. And so tell us a little about yourself, Director, and your career path. You're in a really very big position in Franklin Township. And how did you get there, and where did you come from?
So I was born and raised in the city of Newark, and, you know, I was sort of a mama's girl, so I stayed close to home. I went to New Jersey Institute of Technology. I graduated with an environmental engineer degree way back when. I'm not going to do the timeline with years.
That was about 3 years ago, right?
Sure. Yes, I like it. And, you know, like my kids say, like, you're 30 again. So NJIT. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention I went to St. Vincent Academy also. So I went to St. Vincent, then I graduated from NJIT, and then I received my master's degree from Seton Hall University. And so I stayed in New Jersey. You know, I tell students all the time, listen, New Jersey has some of the greatest schools in our country. So if you don't want to go too far, you can hang close to home and still get a great education. So I did that. And for a while, I worked in the city of Newark from the time I was a senior in high school until I was finished college, actually through college after I graduated. And I progressed there. I mean, I was a part-time worker working in City Hall, making $5 an hour, which sounds illegal right now. And, you know, I would say the connections, you know, and the networking that I did when I was a teenager, I had no idea at the time how important that would be someday, because most of the lawyers that I knew in the law department in the city of Newark, when I was just answering phones and typing letters, they're now judges. And it's amazing how, you know, everyone said, how do you know all the judges? I'm like, well, I knew them when they came out of law school. But so I grew up there. And then once I finished my engineering degree, I was offered a job in the Essex County Prosecutor's Office to work in their environmental crimes. So needless to say, by the time I finished the police academy in Seagirt, there were no environmental crimes per se. You know, I had to choose between homicide, narcotics, and child abuse. And I started my career in law enforcement there, and I finished the first part of my career in law enforcement there. I did 20 years in the Essex County Prosecutor's Office, and then I retired. And then eventually I started working as the public safety director in the township of Franklin. So I would say I had a checkered path to law enforcement, but not so much, because I always tell everyone that, you know, engineering is about problem solving, about thinking, and it's about writing, which kind of coincides with law enforcement in certain ways.
No, you're absolutely correct. And I've heard nothing but outstanding outstanding comments about your leadership and your abilities, and we're honored to partner with you. And I know you're going to be on our community panel at the conference, and we're excited about having you. And I thank you very much for your participation, and we look forward to getting you more and more involved in our organization. So
we're I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Our officers are excited.
So what's going on in Franklin Township? You're a big agency.
So lately, you know, we've had a lot of retirements, fortunately and unfortunately, because, you know, for the men and women that are there, you know, it's a chance for them to move around. So we are searching for new lead instructors. We are, you know, having promotions. I can't believe since I've been there, I've promoted 15 sergeants.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. 15 sergeants and 15 sergeants and I believe five lieutenants and three, well, more than three captains now. Now I'm like five captains I've promoted. You know, some have retired. Good for them. But, you know, it gives the men and women a chance to move up. And I think everyone's excited because it's room for growth and it's room for change. And it's, you know, it's their time. It's time for new energy. I like that.
Absolutely. It's very important. And you know what? Change is good. Change is not bad.
No.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, in agencies where you want to get innovative. And unfortunately, in some agencies, it just, it becomes a seniority issue. It becomes, you know, what we used to do, what we did 40 years ago, we have to do today.
Right.
And that's one of the things we pride ourselves at LEAD, to serve our communities. And we can't just be status quo, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. One of our latest things we're doing, we're going into the school and we're going to train all the 11th and 12th graders about safe traffic stops. So I did my first day last week. I think we did about 100, 125 students. And I'm going to tell you, teachers and SROs, they have my respect because guess what? It's hard work having energy for each and every class you encounter.
Okay, we're about to go to break here, Director, and we're going to have you back as soon as we're done with the break. And we are battling drugs and violence with the lead guy. Yep, that's me, the lead guy. We have a great show today. We have Director Quavella Mayweather from the Franklin Township, New Jersey Police Department on with us. We have Beth Jones coming up, and we'll be back right after this message.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country, and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala, and I am in love with my shiny, bald, smooth head. Hemp Leaf products are made with all natural ingredients and essential oils to bring you comfort and relief and keep you looking young. Hemp Leaf is the next big thing in skin and body care. The whipped body butters and creams leave my skin feeling soft, smooth, hydrated, giving my aging skin the nourishment it needs to stay young and healthy. Their liquid black soap glides on, leaving keeping my skin soft, crisp, and clean. They also have this amazing muscle rub called Icy Pot. The guys at HempLeaf also gave me samples of a remarkable neuropathy cream called Helixir that I gave to Marianne, and she uses it on her heels. She said it's been nothing short of a miracle. Within minutes, it soothes her aching feet. Remember, they don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in it. Visit them at HempLeaf.com. That's Hemp, HempLeaf.com. Mention the name Arthur at checkout and you'll receive 10% off.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at salemsurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. salemsurround.com.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Hey, everybody. We're live here from NYC, AM 970, The Answer, home of the legendary Joe Piscopo Show. And Joe will be broadcasting live at the Lead Conference on March 20th and 21st from Atlantic City at Harrah's. And we are going to broadcast a show from there also on Monday, which we broadcast on the following Saturday. But with us today, we're honored to have Director Covella Mayweather from the Franklin Township Police Department. We're chatting about the great town of Franklin Township. And how big is Franklin Township, Director?
It's about 47 square miles.
That's incredible. People don't realize it's tucked in, right? I guess you border New Brunswick, right?
We border everything. New Brunswick, South Brunswick, Princeton. Let me see. On the other side, where are we? South Donbrook. So it's a big area. Very big area.
Yeah, we're training South Brunswick in Lead.
I said North Brunswick, we border. But it's all there. It's all relative. It's like, you know, we communicate a lot because everything kind of crosses our paths together. So we work a lot together. Edison as well.
That's great. And what do you envision? What are your goals for your agency? I mean, you know, we're battling drugs and violence on a very aggressive way nationally. With Lead, we're 41 states. We have over 1,500 agencies we serve. Our goal within 5 years is to serve 20% of all the agencies in the country, which is a lofty goal, but we're getting there. But from an agency perspective, how are you addressing this whole issue with overdosing and mm-hmm. Narcan? And how are you guys addressing this issue?
So, you know, one of our primary goals always in any issue that we have is to make sure that we're embedded in the community. Because, you know, as you know, you just can't go in and solve a problem, you know, as it's happening. You have to be engaged with the community so that you can relate to not just it's happening, when and where, but why. And our young people, you know, they're our biggest focus because there's a lot going on there, especially since COVID, you know, a lot of emotional health issues and, you know, who knows, psychological issues and other, you know, financial issues that surfaced out of COVID. And in terms of drugs, I think one of our biggest concerns right now is really we don't know what's going to happen with marijuana. It's legal, you know, technically, but we're not sure how it's going to impact our youth. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, they scaled back the law, which said that police could not notify parents if this children were caught with marijuana. I'm glad they scaled that back a little bit. I'm not saying they should be arrested, but I'm just saying that parents should have the opportunity, you know, to have some deep conversations or intervention with their children if they're doing it without their knowledge or consent. So, you know, I think we just have to sit and watch that. But our main goal is to keep community programs going with the kids. You know, as you know, we have our Franklin Fit. We have youth basketball, hiking with kids, biking with kids, cooking with kids. We do it all. You know, our one of our sergeants is doing a tradesman program, you know, teaching, you know, young people hands-on skills, carpentry, building things. They're actually going to come into our police department and help, you know, do some touch-ups in our break room, just so we can see before and after work. And they can, you know, say, hey, I did that. And maybe have the vision to say, I can do it on my own. Maybe that's a career I want to pursue. Because as you probably know, carpentry, electricians, plumbing, you know, it's becoming scarce.
You know, it's incredible. What you're really talking about, Director, is community policing.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the buzzword, I've been in this field for over 30, well, I've been in law enforcement since I was 17, so we won't do the math, but it's been over 40 years. And community policing was a buzzword a while back, and it really hasn't changed. But I think we really need to get back into the community policing mode. I think we need to tie everything in. I know we have a strong partnership with the National School Resource Officers Association. Mm-hmm. And, when I first got involved in school-based policing, it was basically in the late 70s, early 80s. And there was no such thing as SRO. The name SRO was a new name, school resource officer.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing, you know, everything I did in the early 80s and even the mid 80s was that of a school resource officer. But they never used the name till later on. And even LEAD, I look at LEAD as a tool. The same way a police officer carries a gun, mm-hmm. I look at LEAD as a tool for a police officer to serve their community. We're not we're not everything. We are good at what we do, and that's very important. But we need to have certain levels of glue, per se, in a community, and we feel that that's what we're about. We're here to serve. But communities can't be just about LEAD. They can't be just about one thing. They have to be everything to everybody in a community. And a police officer needs to be to serve. They need to, you know, they need to be able to. Someone said to me, why'd you become a police officer? And I said, because I wanted to serve my community. And I thought that was the best way to do it. You know, some people want to be cops. Some people want to arrest people, right? That's not what I was about. I wanted to help people. I wanted to serve people. That's why I have the greatest job in the world. I'm the luckiest guy. I'm the lead guy, right? But I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to deal with leaders like yourself. I get to deal with people who all really want to do what's right to make this world a better place, you know? Yeah. And it's exciting. I just, there's not, unfortunately, you get to my stage in life and it's, you know, you start looking down the road and say, wait a minute, I don't have the 40 years ahead of me. I had the 40 years behind me, but I didn't have the 40 years ahead of me.
Right.
You know, medicine hasn't gotten that good yet, Director. But
I'm hoping.
We're trying. Hoping. Yeah, well, you know what? Every day is another day. You know, I had a heart condition. I have a heart condition. And my doctor said, you know, should we get it corrected? And he goes, well, he says, it's not intimate. He says, but hopefully the longer it takes, the better the method to fix it will be.
Right.
You know, exactly. Well, I just got to hope I get lucky. Right.
Yeah. So. No, I know. Listen, I remember going to my uncle's graduation. He was getting his PhD at Harvard and they were sitting around, talking about not sitting around. It was their hooding ceremony. And they were talking about different research they'd done. And, you know, everyone was applauding because they had found a cure for herpes. And I'm like, okay, who thought one day we'd be sitting around applauding about that? But I said, I hope that one day we have another We have other things to applaud about, you know, heart conditions, Crohn's disease, and, you know, other ailments that we don't have it. You know what I forgot to tell you? I'm also an adjunct at Rutgers University and also Monmouth University. And
wow.
Yeah.
You know, I graduated from Berkeley Community College in the police science division many years ago. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Rutgers Newark at University College. And I got most of my credits there at Rutgers.
And listen, being in the schools, like I said, the high schools is high energy. You have to listen. It's hundreds of students you're dealing with. But, you know, like my intimate setting with the students, you know, Dr. Solomon asked me, so do you want to do a big auditorium? I said, no, I like the smaller group because you get to look them in their eyes and kind of see if they're paying attention and thinking and ask some direct questions. And they feel more comfortable asking more questions when it's a smaller group. But, you know, it's my passion, you know, leading people to hopefully make good choices and decisions. At least maybe one thing I say they'll think about later.
No, you're right. I remember I had a professor, I'm trying to think, he was an older gentleman. I'm going back 30 years ago. He was probably in his 70s back then. So, and he came up with this idea that everybody thought he was crazy. And his idea was that every kid, when you're born, right, they put $10,000 into an account in your name. And with interest-bearing credit at age like 21 or even 30, if you never get yourself in jail or you never get yourself in trouble, you get that money.
Mm.
And if you get yourself in trouble, you don't get that money. Right? And they said it would be cheaper than incarceration and everything else, you know? So it's kind of interesting.
That is.
It's kind of an interesting philosophy, but it was a good thing. And hey, we only have about a minute left, Director. Anything else you would like to add about?
Well, I am looking forward to continuing our partnership with LEAD. I know we have Dawn Flanders as a friend. I know we have all of you as our friends and partners. But listen, we have to stay engaged. We have to stay involved. And I just appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to do that in a big way in Franklin Township. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your time and effort here. And we hope that, please send some more instructors down. It's free for anyone going through LEAD training. And, it's a great resource we're giving our community. So we appreciate it. Well, thank you very much for coming on board today. And I look forward to seeing you in Atlantic City.
All right. See you then.
All right, we're done. We're going to take a break here. Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. We'll be right back.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 organization dedicated to creating safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence by collaborating with educators, community leaders, families, and law enforcement. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race, available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Every day we hear news about violent assaults, carjackings, and other acts of crime spiraling across the United States. Washington's answer is to confiscate your guns, but a new book from Regnery offers hope for a better solution. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights as well as your family. Get In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available at Amazon.com.
Don't turn that dial. You're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Now your host, Nick DeMauro.
Hey, we're back here, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me. We had a great show so far. We had Director Covella Mayweather from the Franklin Township Police Department talking about her agency, the great services that she's doing. She's going to be a presenter at our lead conference. And if you want to call into the show, please do. You can call in at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. And we'll take your calls while we have guests. And we have a great one right now. I'm honored and privileged to have with us our new state program administrator for the great state of Florida, and we're real excited about bringing Beth on. And Beth Jones, welcome.
Hi, Nick. How are you? Good to be here.
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome aboard. I know you started your new career with us. Tell us about your background.
I did, and I'm so excited to be working with you and your team, Nick. But so let me tell you a little bit about me. Many years ago, a couple years out of college, I procured a job with a social service agency in the rural part of our community, and I was working with at-risk and delinquent kids. And I was recruited by one of the school resource officers from the sheriff's office. And I was intrigued by that and took the job with the sheriff's office and went through the academy and was excited to have a new career in law enforcement. And I was fortunate enough that very young in my career, the then sheriff put me into the school resource unit of the sheriff's office. So I started working as a school resource officer and loved what I was doing. I stayed in that little rural community. The sheriff put me back in that little rural community where I did the first part of my career. And fortunately, through that sheriff and the current sheriff, I stayed in the sheriff's office working with kids in some capacity. There was many assignments through the 31 years that I was there, one of the most, exciting parts of my career was being a school resource officer and working with kids, where I did that at the beginning of my career, and then the end of my career, I supervised. But how I got attached with LEAD, which is the exciting part, is as a school resource officer, I was able to teach prevention education at the beginning of my career. And at the end of my career, I was able to teach prevention education, which was LEAD at the time. And So when, and I will have to say that as the, in the end of my career as the supervisor, I was able to research what the best prevention education component was and curriculum was. And that's how I got attached to LEAD, because I was able to find out that this was such quality curriculum and such a quality program that I just attached myself as the captain of that school resource unit. And then after retirement, you were able to keep me on as a trainer. So I became a master trainer with LEAD. And now I'm excited to be the state program administrator of Florida. So that's kind of where I came from and where I'm going.
Well, we appreciate having you, Beth. And why don't you go into a little bit about some of the exciting stuff going on in the great state of Florida?
So, yes, I'm really excited to be part of the growth of what's going to happen in Florida, working with Julie, and who is the regional director. She has got a foundation already in place that I can just hit the ground running, where I will be able to help the other law enforcement agencies, whether it's sheriffs or whether it's police departments. I will be able to assist them in starting up their programs and training their deputies or officers and helping them to just hit the ground running with providing quality prevention education to the students of the great state of Florida.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller calling in, and I actually know who this gentleman is. Joe Lunam is can you put him in through?
Hello?
Joseph, you there, Joe Lunam?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We hear you low, but we can hear you. You're on the air with Nick DeMauro and Beth Jones, our state program administrator in Florida. Joe is, he wanted to call in today to discuss Black Balloon Day. It's for remembering individuals who passed away through overdose, and Joe's son was a unfortunate victim here. So, Joe, you want to go into what this a day is all about?
Sure. So can you hear me okay? Am I loud enough?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so March 6th is Black Balloon Day. It was established in 2016, marking the death of a man named Greg Tremblay. He died of an opioid overdose at the age of 38. It was created by Friends of Tremblay as a way to increase public awareness of those who've lost their lives to addiction and the opioid epidemic. And it provides a way to remember those who have overdosed and bring those who've lost a loved one together to demonstrate that they are not alone. Several towns will have events, such as my town in New Milford, and people can display black balloons in a show of solidarity, at their own homes and on their guardrails and such. The New Milford event that we have in my town tomorrow starts at 10 o'clock at the Borough Hall, and it can be viewed in person or on a live stream on the New Milford Municipal Alliance Facebook page.
Yeah, it sounds like a great initiative, Joe. We're glad, Joe is a leader. He's become a very big leader in Bergen County and New Jersey in addressing this issue. And, God works in mysterious ways. Joe had an unfortunate accident situation with his son, and his memory is so important to live on.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. Actually, the leaders are really people like Nancy LeBove, who started Alumni in Recovery, which is a group that I work with, and they're sponsoring or holding an event tomorrow at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center, which is located at 230 East Ridgewood Avenue in Paramus. Their event starts, it's about from noon to 4 The live stream will be on the Alumni in Recovery Facebook page starting at 11:45 and going till about 1:30. And at that event, there's going to be several really impactful things going on. A woman named Dee Gillen from the Black Poster Project will be setting up a display of over 500 individual black posters of those lost to overdose with pictures of the people and kind of a story of their life and who they were. And then there's also going to be a special display that Alumni Recovery has going on, acknowledging police and first responders. The Sheriff's Department and Prosecutor's Office will both be there to speak and have tables set up as well. And, you know, Nick, you know, Bergen County, as you well know, is a very unique area in New Jersey. There's 70 towns or so and 3,000 law enforcement personnel with a mostly volunteer ambulance and first aid faction there. And over the last 15 years during this opioid epidemic, you know, 2/3 of the overdose calls that were responded to, people were actually saved with Narcan and by those law enforcement personnel and first responders. So as horrific as this opioid epidemic is, you know, if not for those first responders and law enforcement, you know, who are so committed to this, there'd be thousands more, you know, families that have lost husbands, wives, sons, daughters, you know, brothers, sisters. And as a result of that, it's actually Alumni in Recovery's mission to not only acknowledge the contribution of our first responders and law enforcement, but, you know, we understand that they're an integral part of helping to fight this epidemic. And so we do everything we can at Alumni in Recovery to work collaboratively with them.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you very much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Always enjoy having you on the show and really appreciate everything you do. And good luck with your event in New Milford.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
All right. That was Joe Lunam calling in from New Milford, New Jersey. And we're going back to Beth. Hey, Beth, sorry about that.
That's
interruption.
Okay.
Joe is a... major contributor to our radio show, and it's a shame about his son passing away on an overdose, and it shows you how this fentanyl issue is such a problem and that we have to work harder.
Absolutely. And what Joe's work is so important, because the issue of opioids and fentanyl is everywhere over the country, and everybody that you talk with knows somebody or has somebody. So thank you, Joe, for what you're doing. It's great.
And Beth, we're going to go into a little bit more about Florida in a couple of minutes. We're about to take a short break here. We're battling drugs and violence with the lead guy. And we really appreciate you taking the time on your Saturday. On your day off?
Of course.
You know, it's funny. Beth started on March 1st, and I was actually with her in Florida, and we were talking about the difference between being a police officer and being a lead executive is there is no hours here. We work 24/7, and we do what we need to do, and last night our staff was at an event down in New Jersey, and earlier in the week, I was in an event with Beth in Florida. So we'll be right back. You're battling drugs and violence with the lead guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMar, the lead guy. We'll be right back.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Buy one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Hey, here we are, March 4th, 2023, 970 a.m. The Answer, home of the Joe Piscopo Show every morning from 6 to 10. The legendary Joe Piscopo, who will be broadcasting live from Atlantic City at our conference, a conference tradition, which kicks off March 19th, 20th, and 21st. We're real excited about this year's conference. It's the largest registration we've ever had. And we're going to have, amazing event going on, and we're very proud to host it. And with us, we started the show talking about Women's History Month. And with us is another leader, a female leader in this country, Beth Jones, retired captain with the Collier County Police Department. And she's currently in our new, exciting, our first ever new state program administrator in the great state of Florida. So, Beth, welcome back.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, it is exciting times. And before the break, we talked a little bit about my background, 31 years as a law enforcement officer. And now, after 2 years of retirement, starting up a new career with LEAD, it is very exciting. But you did mention that, it's going to be a little different for me, moving from being a law enforcement officer to a state program administrator working with law enforcement. So I'm really excited for the new challenge, definitely. And as I did mention that Julie, the regional director, has set a great foundation for me just to hit the ground running and reach out to all of those law enforcement agencies in Florida that are looking for quality curriculum with LEAD. And I'm going to help them get to being trained and teaching that curriculum in our schools here in Florida.
Well, hopefully by the next show, which will be next Saturday, we hope that we can advise where our new space is. We're actually renting office space in Florida, and which we're really excited about. We made an offer on a space on Friday, but we'll see if we can solidify that by the end of the week. So we're really excited about that. And we're real excited about, I know you had a meeting yesterday, Beth, was it about 6 or 7 trainings set up for this summer?
Yeah. So we were able to have a short list. Actually, it's got 6 on the list, five or six on the list of those agencies that I'm going to be reaching out to this coming week and solidifying training dates so that we can get their departments, both sheriff's offices and police departments, trained. And then by fall, they can implement LEAD into their schools. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. We have a lot of interesting stuff going on with a partnership with another nonprofit that we can't really discuss at this point, but we're excited about that. And we also have working with the state of Florida in many, many different ways to try to build the program. We have a big event on March 27th down in the Isle of Capri. Kim Mitchell is hosting a reception to raise money for LEAD down in Florida. So we're excited about that. And
yes, I'm looking forward to that as well.
And so we have a lot of great things going on. And so, Beth, you've been doing this a long time in Florida. And, you know, Florida has been pretty unique. And it's the first, I believe it's the first state in the country that has mandated an SRO be in every school. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. But let me correct you a little bit. So the Florida legislators mandated that every public school and charter school needed to have one of three things. And this was, of course, after the Parkland massacre that happened. But so one of three things: either a school resource officer, a guardian, or a school safety officer. And basically what that means is that there's a friendly gun that is required to be on the campuses of the Florida schools at all times during school. So, of course, that was something that the state was mandated. So from that point on, we've had friendly, whether it's police departments or sheriff's offices or guardians in our schools.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And it's challenging, though, because there are only so many police officers out there.
Very challenging.
One of the reasons why I think LEAD has taken off is as long as the police agency in that community is supporting us, we will allow a prevention specialist or a teacher teach with the police officer or in addition to the police officer. So because as law enforcement, we want to expand the program. We want to expand and reach as many kids as possible. But that becomes prohibitive in areas when it's just not enough policemen.
Correct. Right? And the sheriffs and the police chiefs have struggled sometimes to make it work because there aren't enough police officers to do all of those things and put them in the schools as well. And it's not something that can be overlooked. It's a mandate. It's the Florida statute requires that's in our schools. And it's been challenging since that bill was put into law. But, you know, sheriffs and police chiefs are making it work the best that they can. And, you know, one thing about having those police officers in the schools is that those police officers not only just need to provide security, but it's great for them to establish relationships with the kids and the teachers in those schools. And LEAD is one tool that can help establish those relationships. So it is exciting to provide those police officers and deputies with another tool in their toolbox that they can make their schools better and safer.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Beth. And we really are onto something special here in the United States with LEAD and Florida. And we're really, really excited. Hey, we had a board meeting this week, Beth. And during the board meeting, we set up stage one of our corporate advisory council appointments. And we got with us William Bradley from Robinson Cole, one of the top law firms in the country, is going to head up our law and government relations division and set up a sub board. We have Ernest Libre, a partner with Cap Trust, a wealth management organization out of Greenwich, Connecticut, who is going to head up that division. We got Eileen Perillo from Shell Oil in the energy, chemicals, and utilities out of Houston, Texas, is going to head up that agency. Atif Alhout from the Medicine Shop, a pharmacist who's been a major supporter of LEED for many, many years. He's going to head up the doctors, dentists, pharmacists, and physical therapist division. And Robert McKenna, retired CEO of a major trucking company in the United States, is going to head up our transportation, trucking, shipping, and air division of our corporate advisory board. So we're doing some really special stuff. We also appointed Laura Papard to who's the educational liaison to all the HIDAs around the country to be part of our scientific advisory board, and some exciting stuff. But you know, the central office has to work hard to care for the states, and that's why Beth is on right now with us, and we're really focusing on putting the resources into the state of Florida. We're setting up an office where Beth is going to be there. I'm going to work there part-time. Our regional director is going to work out of there part-time. And we're also going to house our philanthropy division of LEED in Naples, Florida. And we're doing something very special. We're really trying to decentralize our operation, be more national. And, you know, we're only going to be doing that with quality people, and that's why we appreciate having you.
Well, thank you, Nick. And I'm excited to feel the support from not only the home office, but also the boards of directors and committees that you have set up to provide the support. So thank you for that, because it's nice to do the work and have the support from across the nation.
Okay, yeah, we're calling it a day here, battling drugs and Valis with the LEED guy. Yep, that's me. We will see you next week, 970 The Answer, 970 The Answer. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here at LEED.
The preceding program sponsored by LEED Incorporated.
LEED, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization supported by dedicated police officers who are committed to protecting our youth and communities from the threat of drugs, drug-related crimes, cyberbullying, and violence. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEED create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country, and ultimately, the world.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.